Echo Burning by Lee Child. Read by Carrie Shale. 7:39, Friday morning, Jack Reacher climbed out of his motel room window. 1 minute earlier, he had been in the bathroom brushing his teeth. 1 minute before that, he had opened the door of his room to check the morning temperature. He had left it open, and the closet just inside the entrance passageway was faced with mirrored glass, and there was a shaving mirror in the bathroom on a cantilevered arm, and by a freak of optical chance, he caught sight of four men getting out of a car and walking toward the motel office. Pure luck, but a guy as vigilant as Jack Reacher gets lucky more times than the average. The car had a shield on the door. It said, City Police, Lubbock, Texas. All four men who got out were in uniform. They had bulky belts with guns and nightsticks and handcuffs. Three he had never seen before, but the fourth was familiar, a tall heavyweight with a meaty red face. This morning, it was partially obscured by an aluminum splint taped over a shattered nose. Reacher had had no idea the guy was a cop the night before. He had gone to the bar because he'd heard the music was good. The place was crowded and noisy, and he was wedged in a space with a woman on his right and the heavyweight on his left. The guy was eating chicken wings, dripping chicken fat off his chin and his fingers onto his shirt. He caught Reacher staring.
Who are you looking at?
He said. Reacher ignored him.
Who are you looking at?
The guy said again. Reacher's experience was, they say it once, maybe nothing's gonna happen. They say it twice, trouble's on the way.
Don't you be looking at me, boy,
the guy said. The way he said boy made Reacher think he was maybe a foreman.